fantasy born over 100 years ago continues to resonate today. On this week's News and Views, as Pennsylvania Ballet stages Peter Pan to the music of Elgar, we consider the boy who wouldn't grow up and his relevance to our lives today. Ballet seems the perfect vehicle for a story about a boy who could fly. Pennsylvania Ballet Artistic Director Roy Kaiser says this production serves audiences of all ages. While it has exhilarating dancing and flying and even some spirited sword fighting, it goes beyond earlier purely lighthearted versions on stage and screen.
Trey did go back to the original novel, which, you know, gives it some dramatic depth.
I took some maybe some more obscure moments from the book and expanded upon them.
For example, says choreographer Trey McIntyre, there's the idea that the lost boys were babies who fell out of their carriages.
So in this story, I actually make Peter Pan one of the Darling family in the beginning. And then, you know, in the story, I explore a little bit why Captain Hook became Captain Hook. Also the dream world of Wendy and kind of why she's going on this journey in the first place.
The work is set to the music of Edward Elgar, who didn't write the music for Peter Pan. McIntyre worked with Neil DuPont, resident conductor at Oregon Ballet Theater, to create a score, selecting from Elgar's suites, symphonies, marches, and dances. Automated riggings lift the dancers who have had to learn how, well, if not to fly, to dance in flight. It's not as easy as it looks, say dancers Alexander Peters and Evelyn Kosak, who dance the roles of Peter and Wendy.
You don't have as much control of your body as you would normally.
It was kind of learning a new way of getting on and off of the floor and then making it look like you're doing it.
On the next News and Views, Peter Pan as social commentary, then and now. You can hear this entire three-part series online at WRTI.org. I'm Susan Lewis, WRTI News.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.
Today, much is made about some young people who won't grow up and accept responsibility, and the term helicopter parents has been coined to describe parents who hover over their children. On this week's News and Views, we consider these themes in the story of Peter Pan. Scottish playwright J.M. Barrie wrote the now classic story first as a play that premiered in 1904. Associate Professor of English at Temple University, Richard Beards, says it quickly became a popular holiday ritual. 7 years later, Barrie turned the story into a novel for a different audience, says Beards. The book pokes fun at the Victorian sense of propriety and overly controlling parents. Mrs. Darling goes into her children's thoughts at night to order them for the next day. She and Mr. Darling aspire to a higher social status, but must make do with what they can afford.
They want to be proud of their staff. They have one little girl named Liza who works with them. They refer to a single servant as servants. And of course, Nana, the dog, is what they can afford. So they're rather ashamed to have a dog as their nursemaid.
But one night, Peter shows up and whisks the children away from all of this, to an island where they meet pirates, Indians, and a gang of lost boys. What is Neverland? Pennsylvania Ballet's Evelyn Kosak dances the role of Wendy.
It's a little bit what I've seen of it in movies or whatever, and a little bit what I create in my mind, which is just some magical place.
I kind of imagine it as just kind of like a childhood paradise.
Alexander Peters plays Peter Pan.
And there's all these places to explore and to meet these new interesting, there's like the Redskins and there's the pirates and there's the mermaids. There's all these, you know, exotic creatures, there's exotic places.
On the next News and Views, how dance movement conveys Peter Pan's meaning that still resonates today. You can hear this entire three-part series online at WRTI.org. I'm Susan Lewis, WRTI News.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.
This week, Pennsylvania Ballet is staging the now classic story about a boy who wouldn't grow up. On this week's News and Views, we consider Peter Pan. Pennsylvania Ballet Artistic Director Roy Kaiser says unlike many traditional story ballets that rely on pantomime, in this ballet, movement is an integrated part of the storytelling.
Whether it's Peter performing a duet with Wendy or the other children, or whether he's jumping up and down on a bed, that is all combining to tell the story and propel the story forward.
Choreographer Trey McIntyre uses movement to describe the different characters. Mr. and Mrs. Darling wear masks.
I did that to illustrate the stiffness and the rigidness not only of English society at the time, but also the separation between youthful animation and abandon to responsibility of being an adult. So the parents move with a stiffness, not so much a caricature, but more of a reserve.
The character of Peter Pan, played by Alexander Peters, is raw and wild.
Sometimes I'm on all fours. In order to meet people, he actually smells them. And it does create this very wild, kind of abandoned boy who doesn't really understand normal social interaction.
In contrast, Wendy, played by Evelyn Kosack, moves in a way that reflects the tension between her yearning for adventure and her proper upbringing.
I think in the beginning, she's still a child, but she's really on the verge of adulthood or coming into her own. And there's that sort of reluctance to leave childhood behind, but like a curiosity about becoming an adult.
To grow up or not to grow up? What if we had the choice? Perhaps we keep returning to Wendy and Peter because they represent the push and pull in each of us. If we're lucky, we get to have a little of both. Life marches on, but with imagination, we can still dance and sometimes even fly. Pennsylvania Ballet presents Trey McIntyre's Peter Pan at the Academy of Music through Sunday afternoon, May 13th. You can hear this entire three-part series online at WRTI.org. I'm Susan Lewis, WRTI News.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.